Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, love and lovelies. Lisa's Soul Fiesta is a celebration of life, love, and finding our inner spirit rhythm together. Lisa's sole intention is to truly understand the gift of life by bringing a positive, uplifting energy to life's challenges through unlocking and exploring the many different avenues and possibilities of healing. By searching for the hidden treasures found in our adversities, we can elevate our spirits, change our outlook, and empower ourselves to truly align with the Soul Fiesta in all of us. Join us now to trumpet the fiesta of your soul as we shine light on the fruits of your labor from your past, present, and future self. Let the Soul Fiesta begin.
Hello, everyone. I am happy to be tuning in with you all today, and I have to tell you, I was wondering if I was going to make it. Let me explain here. Many of you have heard that I like to go on my walks. Okay. Well, I always like to change it up on my paths just to keep it more interesting and refreshing. So, wow, there is this one path that goes straight up this hill. And for the past year, I have been looking at it, questioning, is this the day? Well, my dear listeners, yesterday was the day. I huffed and I puffed all the way up. And, you know, by the time I got to the top, my dog was just looking at me with this look. Are you going to make it? You know, I was just as curious. And needless to say, I recovered and I got my skip back into my walk. And there was still some more hills, but just not nearly as steep. So yesterday afternoon, I felt they call it muscles. Well, last night I woke up, it was after 3 with this massive, massive migraine. And I thought my lung burn on top of the hill was bad. So, you know, I got up and I took one of the big gun pills for migraines and with ice packs. And I was, you know, a bit concerned because I was all like, oh, my gosh, I can't have this. And it was a really, really, really bad migraine. And I was all, I cannot have a migraine right now because I have so much on my plate today. And I was like, oh, dear. And I looked at the clock, and when I laid back down, it was the clock said 333. And I was, you know, with that, I was all, it's okay. Everything's going to be okay. Right. So, and I knew it had some kind of meaning. So this morning I got up and I was a little bit curious. So I looked, and the meaning behind it is you're being surrounded, guided, protected by the ascended masters. And you know what, really, folks, this applies to all of us. So I was all, yay. So today, please forgive me if I sound a bit off than more than usual. Haha. I am feeling much better. I just feel a bit off balance. You know, I guess that's the best way to call it or say it. But and you know what? I wanted to just a little haha hehe here. How many of you guys were playing the lottery yesterday? I guess there was a friend of mine. She had called me and she was all, you know, go get your numbers, go get your numbers. You got to go get your numbers. And it was just like, ugh. And this was about 6:30 last night, I guess, you know. And I'm not always playing the lottery, you know. And that's probably why I never win. So anyways, and she was all, oh, you have a better chance, you know, to winning than I do. And I was like, yeah, right. I go, I can't even win a dollar off a scratcher. So I was just like, oh, whatever. She was all, you know, you got to go. So I ran over there, and there was this big old huge line to get the tickets, to buy the lottery tickets. I was all like, dang. And so, you know, I stood there and went through it all, and I had so much cash on me. So I bought the tickets, and I had $1 left, and then I was all, well, heck, might as well get a scratcher, right? So I bought a scratcher, and, you know, and I came home, and the scratcher was at 7:21-something, I don't know, winning. And so, you know, I scratched it, and I got 21, and I won a dollar. And I was all, ha, 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 you know. It's just like, it just, you're funny spirit, you know, because I was just saying, I can't even win a dollar. So they were all, here's your dollar. So I thought that was funny. I never did check my lottery tickets, but I don't know. I just happened to glance up, and I saw them. So that made triggered that thought, and I just had to share it with you because I can. So anyways, welcome. Welcome to Lisa's Soul Fiesta. It's a creation of mine designed to bring us together sharing real life experiences, just like I just did with you all. We are all here on a physical journey from our first breath to our last breath here. You know, and I dedicate this hour for us to come together to hear the echoes of each other, to give hope and inspiration beyond the impossibilities of our thoughts. And, you know, we are all here together on this journey, role-playing in each other's lives. I like to say we are like little power boosters, helping each other along within our own personal soul achievements. You know, the thing is, we don't see each other like that when we are going through it, right? It is more like some of these people are just in our way. Well, they are for good reason, and that is what we need to figure out, what these relationship encounters with others is all about. What is the meaning for you? And trust me, there is a divine purpose for it. As you know, I do reading sessions, and I use my higher wisdom connecting with my soul. And this is where I can feel a higher vibration allowing me to guide in these sessions. And the sole purpose for this is to help bring you back into your very own soul to seek deeper of what it is that you're seeking, missing, wanting, needing out of your current situation. You see, it isn't for me to give you the answers. It's only to guide you as closely as I can for you to have that aha moment where it just hits you loud and clear. To me, it feels like a soul explosion. It takes place. It's kind of like a grand finale, a celebration of your soul when you have that aha moment. Our journey here is for our soul to figure it out in all different types of experiences, carefully planned. Our guides realize how easily we can become disconnected from all the chaos in our lives surrounded by negative energy. And that is why we are been blessed with a guide to help get us back on path. We still have to do the work. They are only there to guide us. And keep this in mind, the true you exists in your soul. We encounter numerous of relationships that challenge us to seek deeper to who we really are. So when you're going through whatever you're going through, stop and think about it. It's like, what is this all about for me? And stop figuring out the other person's issues and their problems. It's kind of our way of shining the light off of us and putting on them, because we don't want to talk about us. We want, you know, it's easier just to put it all on them. But it's really about you. Sorry. So as you already know, in our journey, we will be faced with challenges, challenging our emotions, our real feelings from our fear-based feelings, from our ego, challenging the power of the mind, challenging physical conditions from age, illness, handicaps, whatever, so on and so forth. The intent of these trials that we are faced with in life is to empower us to grow beyond the density of this human earth experience. I realize the negativity we feel in the world is much thicker than the good. It seems like that anyways, but it really isn't. I tell you, if you change locations, you will find greatness. changing locations can be as easily as changing the way we think. Change your thoughts, you'll change your reality. A question we can ask ourselves is do we cave to the negativity, or do we become our very own powerhouse and make choices that are positive ones that align with our true selves? Making positive choices comes with changes, and a big part of this is getting rid of clutter in our lives. But, you know, it leaves us feeling a bit empty. And it is during that period is where we do the best work on ourselves. That is if we don't give up. And in this time zone, there is so much shedding, decluttering that is taking place. And it's making room for the new you. Toward the end of this cycle, you're feeling pretty empowered. And this is where it gets exciting. And honestly, folks, people crave for positive energy. It is contagious. Others will take notice of this energy and want to be a part of it. This is where new relationships take form, and it's opening up new doors. So negative energy attracts, and so does positive energy. To surround yourself with positive energy, you have to be it. Okay? None of it comes easily, but the results you get are completely different from one another. We all come from God, yet we are unique. It is worth the risk to walk away from your fears. There has been thousands of testimonies validating this, and I know I am one of them as well. It is a process, and if you are willing to take the chance and honor yourself, allowing your true talents to shine. You know, we are cheating ourselves and others by not being true to who you really are. It is through our personal gifts that we are able to help one another. Someone is always in need. When we honor our craft, we are able to be of service. We all ache to be needed and wanted, don't we? You know, it is through our own personal talents we are able to fulfill this need. For what we don't have or lacking, another one does. We are not alone. God gave us each other to help each other in many different ways. So what I am saying is, if you really want to help another, be truly you. First, we recognize and honor our feelings. This is the key to the next step in our progress. It is important to have a focus, a understanding of what we are truly seeking. Then we are able to make a healthy progression. If not, we will continue to remain stuck. And we want to stay in movement, meaning moving beyond this stuck density of energy of what is wrong and how it hurts our feelings. Validating the pain is important. Making powerful choices to move beyond this negative energy is even more powerful. But more importantly, seek out the value of each experience. Here on Lisa's Soul Fiesta, I give us an opportunity where we all can gather talking about many topics, searching for the deeper meaning behind it. And there is a fiesta in all of us, people, waiting to break free. Isn't it time to celebrate life? You know, and shall we? Join together, empowering each other to be the very best that we can be? I say yes. And how about you? I invite all of you to join me in conversation. Dial in 347-324-3707 or share in the chat box from your previous experiences or the one you're currently in now. All of it is welcome and it holds value. And, you know, people, I really, really, I'm hoping, and you know, and I know I just came back on the air after a bit of a break here, and so I'm getting everything restarted again. So, but I am hoping to get more of us active, excuse me for a minute, more active in the chat box, you know, and I welcome you guys to come in the chat box. And get that started again, just start, you know, because I can look at both from the chat box and from the callers, and just to get us more active and more sharing. Okay? So I'm hoping and praying to see more activity in the chat box, because chat box has been quiet. But then again, this is only the second time I've been on the air since I've been back. So, and calls, and my calls. I would love, that is the other thing. I welcome you guys because I know right now most of you guys are listening, because I can see it on the air right now, are more interested in, I guess, you know, your checking it out and seeing what's going on. But I would love for you, if there's anything that you can add or share on the topic, please do. And, you know, and it's really a open conversation, and it's free. And it's just to talk and dig and share, and it's like we all join together as friends, you know. All right. So, with that, the topic I have chosen for us today and this month is about relationships. Is that it's pretty big, huh? Relationships, everything. I mean, all relationships, family, friends, partnerships, love, you know, interests, work, anything else, I guess, that I could have missed out here. So, you know, we are, you know, we're going to take a short break, and then after the break, I like to connect with you all, okay? So have at it.
Lisa Salas is the sole creator of InnerSpiritRhythm.com, a virtual community haven where spiritual empowerment meets life coaching. Lisa created this special sanctuary to help guide you inward, to unblock the passages preventing you from moving forward in your life journey. Lisa offers unique alternative healing sessions where she works with each of you personally, using her psychic medium abilities to guide you through the obstacles that are keeping you stuck. Using her ability to connect with angels, spiritual guides, and source energy, Lisa shows you how to view these obstacles from a higher perspective through identifying the bigger picture, bringing hope, healing, and new possibilities into your life choices. Each session is uniquely personal to you at a spiritual level and is guided with unconditional love and healing, empowering you to create a healthy lifestyle. Visit InnerSpiritRhythm.com to schedule one of Lisa's alternative healing sessions and start your internal flight to owning your destiny today.
Okay. Thank you, and welcome back. All right, folks. Have you ever been in a relationship or attracted to someone that is much older than you or younger? Well, how did that work for you, huh? Or are you in one right now? Because if you're in the chat box, I would love for you to start sharing any comments you might have or on the calls. I have received an email recently, and what I loved about this particular person is she is a young 78, and her heart is struggling in a love interest. And I have talked with her, and she had agreed with much enthusiasm to come on the air and discuss furthermore. And friends, we all crave love. Love is a natural part of us. It doesn't end at any age. When we become bitter, we become distant, and we put a block over our heart. And even with that, there is a deep ache in our soul yearning for love. And what does love mean to you? Can you give the same love in return? For me, you know, your soul expands when it feels love. You know, we're talking about different types of love, okay? But this one, since we're going in this direction with this email, I'm going to talk about, you know, being in love, you know, in a partner, okay? So I would say your soul expands when it feels love. You feel like someone truly gets you. They sees you. And they stand in all in the highs and the lows. They stand by you, always encouraging, telling you the truth, even when they feel like it hurts them more than you to see you hurt. That's love. Making love is not feeling used, forced, or a chore. It feels like a connection of the soul that hits a dual grand finale. That's what I feel. Today, love and age difference and much more. With that, I want to first, before I bring in my caller, I would like to say a prayer. I pray that we open up our hearts with compassion and allowing the wisdom of our experiences to come through. Let go of the fear, the judgments, and allowing heaven's community to embrace us in their love. Open up our eyes to a higher perspective to guide us to our desired destination. Amen. So now I'm going to bring the caller from my email that I just mentioned about falling in love with someone much younger than she is. And with her permission, I'd like to share her email so that we can, understand. And okay, let me see. Let me get my glasses on. Give me a moment. And let me grab her email here. All right. Lisa. And this is regards to this man. We both want what we cannot have. It is impossible. He wants me to be his age, and I know there just isn't anyone out there that gives him what I do when we are apart and on the phone and can be what each other wants. There just isn't anyone who can get inside all his imaginings and fantasies as I can, and the same for him. There just isn't anyone who can do for me what he does. But you see, it can never be in this world. He is 53 and I'm 78, and no matter how much we want, we cannot change the reality. You can see how much we love each other and how much we want what can never be. It's just so hurtful and painful. I say all kinds of mean things to him, making him hate me, but he just sees through me, and he says mean and hurtful things too. But I know the truth. By now he knows I don't mean the words I say, because I cannot express that this is impossible. And I know he doesn't mean all the mean things he says, because he cannot express the impossible. I don't know, Lisa. I just don't know. How can the impossible be? It can't. I just don't know, my Lisa. He is still, I'll just drop that part. Okay, I'm going to bring her on the phone with us. Let me pull her up. Let me see her number here. Give me 1 second here. Okay, here we are.
Hello, Lisa. Hello. How are you this morning?
I am good. How are you doing?
I'm doing equally fine as you. I'm happy that you introduced the subject so well, because it's exactly what I am going through. You nailed it. It's a soul experience of expanding. And that is why the two of us connected on this soul level journey that you were talking about. He's an exceptionally talented musician, and I'm a talented author. And we are able to, as another author said, connect the invisible links. People call it reading between the lines. Other people call it being connected by spirit. Whatever it is, you are able to sense the other person's deepest needs and vibrations, and you can connect on a level that only people in this audience can understand. You touch each other's soul, and it becomes divine. And when it's on the phone, you can't see the person. So on the phone, you can live this beautiful reality that you have always dreamt all your life in finding in somebody else. So we have been friends for 10 years. Now it is going deeper because we discovered, and I personally am the one who's responsible for this because I read him a portion of my third novel that was very erotic. So I take the responsibility of beginning this carousel. And at that point, he decided, oh, this is fun. We're going to tell each other sex fantasy stories. Won't that be fun? Well, do you have a question?
So, you basically started the joyride of sharing
yes.
the stories.
Yes,
But before then, you guys already developed a pretty close friendship.
Yes.
And in this friendship, it started to feel more intimate.
That's
and this is
right.
where you felt comfortable to get more playful, I guess I could say.
Yes, because isn't that how love stories start? You become good friends, you get to know each other, and then at some point it does become romantic. I mean, that's the way beautiful romantic stories begin, and that's where they go. It's natural, it's normal.
You know, honestly, I have to tell you, you know what, it's kind of special and kind of neat about this because, you know, a lot of people with partners, well, you know, it starts off immediately with a physical thing. And so it we get confused with that because we feel like we have this this oh my God, there's just a connection there. It was just unbelievable, but it was a physical sexual connection, but we never really got that emotional connection outside that physical being and really learn to know each other soulfully. And this is this is different with you and this guy, this man, you guys started off with building a friendship. And
yes,
where it
exactly.
didn't jump into the sexual, it jumped into the friendship. So that is where the love story truly begins.
Yes, because I got to know him in the beginning because I am 78 and he's in his 50s. I felt like I was the mother that he always longed for because he was the youngest of 14 children, and she had them like every 9 months. So if you're the 14th child, you would imagine that your mother is pretty worn out by that time. She doesn't have as much strength to be a mentor. So in the beginning, he began... And I was his mentor, I was his mother, I was the person who never listened to him, who never really understood him. And I could, because we both happened to be graduates of the same music school at UNM. And so, you see, we had this connection that we were both musicians. We both read the same books. We both had the same spiritual grounding. And then in the beginning, all he did was talk. And I'm an active listener. I'm an intelligent person. And I could tap into, and I got to know him. So this is 6 years into our relationship now. We have been very good friends. I was a mother he never had. But then I made the mistake, and I'll never do it again. But you know, that's how we learn, is with our mistakes. We don't know that it's the wrong thing to do until we have experienced that it was wrong. So because he read for me from his favorite authors, I read him an erotic passage from my third book. And, oh my God, I opened the Pandora's box that, and thereafter, you can't close Pandora's box. That's why it's called Pandora's box. So and then he thought, oh, this is going to be fun. So it kind of led to where I never expected. And I kind of moved the time machine backwards to where I was, this gorgeous 19-year-old, in his mind, I guess. And in my too, I admit. And then he got on this sexual fantasy roller coaster. A question?
So, oh my gosh. So this kind of started innocent, but not. It was kind of you were having fun and you were sharing. From your book, and it does have some things that kind of spark some interest, you know. So he started laughing and playing with you and making jokes, but having fun with it, and then you fed into it, so you fed each other. So it kind of, at the same time, it was fun, but it got out of control.
That's exactly right. We were always joking. That was a beautiful part of our friendship. My words would ignite some quip out of him, and his words would do the same for me. And we were kind of like two jesters, talented enough. I sent you some of our joking time. I guess you got kicked out of it, too. And we were always laughing, and then we were always having fun. And he started telling me, oh, a story that he had always loved about somebody lying on pillow props. And we started calling it the pillow prop story, the pillow prop fantasy. And I found a word, palynology, afraid of new vocabulary. And I quit that I had pillowlogical or something, afraid of being on a pillow prop. So we were joking about all this until he started making it a fantasy. He got into it and he thought, oh, telling stories is fun. I'm going to tell some. So then he started making it personal about what he wanted me to do. And this is what happened to the relationship, is that he was weaving these sexual fantasies that got us both, like, really high. And on the weekend, he could work off his sexual energy. But I was always on the high because I'm 78 years old and I'm smart enough that I'm not going to get a sexually transmitted disease. So I never came down from the roller coaster. And eventually, as you have taught me, Lisa, and it's one of the wisest lessons you have ever taught me, is that we have the power of our choices. I never thought of choice being powerful. And we went through a lot of stuff because it takes a long time and it's a process to learn what the issue is. And in my frustration, I would accuse him of all kinds of things, and then he would become defensive and call me nasty names. But we both saw through it that it was some kind of a subterfuge. And so we would make up, you know, you break up, you make up, you break up, you make up. We did this until finally I finally figured out what the issue was, that he was leaving me, as I say, high and dry. And I had to make the choice of whether I'm going to continue being frustrated and being left on this extreme high sexual level energy thing, and or whether I was going to say gracefully, this is where we have this problem. And I did. I'm not a coward. I called him up. And I said very beautifully, it is not our time. The problem is that you're in your 50s and I'm in my 70s. And perhaps in another universe, in another lifetime, everybody who's listening believes that this life is not the end. We are all going to land somewhere. Every one of us believes we are going somewhere else. And I said very nicely to him, in another lifetime, in another world, and in another universe, if it's meant to be, whoever is in charge of the universe will see to it that it comes to be. And then I joked. I always end it with a joke. I said, I would feel bereft if we just split off forever. So will you poke me on a socially acceptable site like Facebook so I can know you're somewhere? And then he cracked up and he said, sure, I'll poke you socially acceptably. And that's how it ended.
So here you guys starting a new beginning. But you know, the truth here is your heart has like fallen in love. Okay, you know what I want to ask you? You just shared, what do you get from him that feeds your soul, that that nourishes you? You just shared with us what you give him. You know, you give him these great little fantasy stories. You've listened to him as a friend, mothered him in a mother way that he's never got. And that's really a woman's, that's kind of like what we do, you know.
Yeah.
So anyway,
yeah.
Regardless.
Good.
And
yeah.
So you gave him all that. So that kind of put a warm blanket around him. And then you gave him that physical. So, you know, so what did you get? How did he see you? How does he get you? What is it? What feeds you other than the excitement of it?
Well, I never thought about what I got out of it, but I can tell you, yes, in a split second. Well, number one, it was an ego trip. That I'm 70 years old, and I still got it. I mean, my son Dave told me that one time. He said, you know, if you got it, you never lose it. He told me that once. He said, Mom, you were born with it, whatever it is. And he said, and you never lose it. So, yeah,
whatever it is,
me,
you got it.
Yeah. This kind man, well, he's brilliant, too. And he always told me in the beginning, he said, I can tell you anything, and you're never shocked, or you're never judgmental. He said, in the very beginning, when I was his mother. That's funny. He said, I can talk to you about anything. Nothing is off limits. I can, you know, he could bare his soul, he could tell me all these things that we all have skeletons in our guilt conscience. He could get it all out. So by the time that we got to this playful, we were already, you know, open people. And so what I was getting out of it was that Well, now look, okay, on the weekend he's young. He's going to have this sexual release of all these young girls. But evidently, because he called me every day for, gosh, so many hours, sometimes he'd be late to his classes that he had to teach because he was so wrapped up in some story I was telling him. I was getting the joy, but after all, sex, you can buy that from a prostitute. But what he was getting from me was really valuable to him. It was of the mind. And that I could keep this guy interested, and we never talked about the same thing twice, and it was continually new and enchanting and entrancing, and he was hanging on to my every word, every day, for years and years and years. Well, yeah, that's what I was getting out of it. It was a trip.
A joyful ego trip, and I understand that, and it kind of turned you on that he was turned on and holding on to you and being interested in you, and I can see the, but you know, in the same thing, you know, like you said, where you're starting to get hurt, and I was hearing it through and through from you, you know, like you. You know, of course, you were invested with him. You guys were invested in each other for all these years and talking and sharing so much.
And
you know, everything basically about him and you know, vice versa. But, you know, it's just like, but it started to feel more hurtful because, like you said, you were feeling high and dry where, you know, you guys would share all this, get all turned on, and then he would go on the weekends and he would be with someone, and it bothered you.
Well,
and,
yes,
you know, and there's
did.
A sense of jealousy there, you know, and there's a sense of, even though you understood and you get it, and but, you know, you were saying the impossible of you guys coming together, and you had the power of the choices to say yes or no physically if you wanted to be there, and that was a physical thing that you know that you can't, and that's where you feel the impossible, where you guys can't come together. But you know what? You have something with this guy that you didn't have in all your other marriages.
That's right. Yes, it was something of
and
the
mind. And this has turned you on more than the other marriages. Is that
exactly.
true today?
True. Because he was somebody I could talk to. He was somebody that I could listen. He was interesting, exciting, imaginative, and I was too. And I'm sure... Because if he had met anybody like me, he wouldn't be talking to me every day for hours and hours. Even my son, when he was homesick, would ask, why does he call you every day? My son, you know, and my son is usually not curious about things like that, but he did. Yes, me, what is this guy calling you every day for? And I just joked. I said, I'm the Energizer Bunny.
Oh, my God.
And then when I told this guy that that's what I answered my son, well, then he was really shocked. He said, well, what do you tell him why you are talking to me? And I said, I don't overwhelm my children. Either they know or they don't want to know.
Ain't that the truth? Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So where do you...
You taught me well, Lisa. You said the power of your choice determines your destiny. So with that in mind, and I was feeling all these negative vibes here, which I never felt before, I remembered your words, and I said, yes, I'm choosing to stay in this if I choose. But if I want to sacrifice what I was getting out of this, and I don't think I'm going to find this in anybody else, but who knows? The probability is that I'll find something else. I mean, haven't I always found something, and I'm 78 years old? You can testify to that.
Yes.
But, yes.
Yes, you are the seeker.
I'm the instigator, is what my mom used to call me. So, I decided, yes, it's my choice. And I chose to end it because, yes, it was, impossible. And so I already told you how I fully ended it, and it's over. It truly
All right,
is.
Let's just be a little bit for reals here. As you were saying, the what I love, one thing about women, because as it's always known, the women are more mature than men. And then when we're more older than the men, it's like the reason, what he loved about talking with you, that he could say anything, it doesn't shock you. It's just like you've already been there, done that, been around it. If you haven't been there, done it, you've been through it with your kids or with anybody else you knew. So it's just like whatever already. So, and so that is really nice. And I can see where, because a lot of times when we talk to people, and I love talking to people that are older. I really do. And I'm volunteering at the... And I'm volunteering over there at the homestead. It's for the elderly senior citizens. And, oh my God, I love talking to those people. They crack me up. And they're so wise. And they are, they just say it. They just say it. It's not like we're over here trying to be hold back and be whatever. And it's just like they just let it all out. They're real. And, even though we have the power of our choices, and this is the other thing, just, when we make these choices in our lives, it doesn't mean it doesn't hurt still. It still comes with pain.
Of course
it still comes with
sadness. Yes, it's going to be painful.
But,
it's going to be a process. Yes.
Right. And it's something that that you have to honor for yourself.
Right.
You have to honor it with yourself because you've already, we just said, you've already been through it, you've done it, you've been around the block 50 times, it's just like you get it. And you already know how things are going to turn out or whatever. So you got to do what is the best for you. So
right.
In ending it, what did you really end? Because, it's not like... you're just the only way you guys are going to keep this is alive is by him poking you on Facebook, or whatever. You guys are still going to. Has he not still been calling you?
Well, 3 weeks ago, I said, please don't call me anymore. I stopped the calls. But. He was still, because we have so-called ended it before, and somehow I always ask my son, how does he worry himself back into my life? Because he always did manage it. I remember he always had some good excuse that was real. He got a melanoma on his leg, and since I'm his mother... he calls and tells me that he's terrified because he really was. He really did have this melanoma thing in his leg, and he needed his comfort. He needed his warm blanket. But then from there, it went on, and that's how he did it that time. And so...
What do you really... really ending, is it because you couldn't
we
okay, what was, okay, what was bothering you was the sex and the other women, right?
Well, no, what was really bothering me is because he was leaving me on the highly charged sexual energy that could never be released. You see, I was living on this high and dry, and I had
so
to...
So why don't you end that? Why don't you end the stop the talk of that, in that part of the conversation, and just keep it back to only the friendship without that fun fantasy talk?
You know,
just
Lisa,
leave that, just make an agreement that...
That's a very good question. And there's an author of a book. I can't remember the name of the author, but I remember the name of the book. You can't go home again. And that's what he was talking about. Once you get to a certain point, what we are, you can't go back to where you were because, you see, you've already traveled this far. It isn't possible to go back and be his mother again because he's been there, done that. He's over that stage now. I was responsible for opening this wide horizon of the sexual fantasy, and that's the travel that I brought him to. And he would be bored going back there or having a so-called friendship. You know, he's a very imaginative person like I am, and he doesn't do boredom any more than I do. So he would be bored going back there. It's done. It's over. It's old. It's old news. I don't want to read yesterday's paper. He wants to go on and on with the sexual fantasy thing, and that's why we can't go back. And I don't want to continue in this way. So, but I don't want to totally have him go somewhere where I can never see him again either. Because let's face it, I do love him. And I will always love him. And I know he will me too. So if he sends me a message or he pokes me or he comments on my pictures, well, that's friendship enough, because we can keep what we always treasured was our sense of humor, and it can go on these sites. He's on all of these sites that I am, and if he sees an opening, he'll take advantage of it, I mean, jokefully. And then he's always the musician that I hire for all my parties. So when I have a party, I'll have him come and play, and I'll see him, and I'll dance and joke, and we'll be friends on that level, see? It isn't really the end. And as I told him, I mean, not as the end as if he fell off the cliff and hit every rock as he went down. I love that line of yours. It isn't that kind of thing. That kind of man, he'll be around.
Yes.
Well, you know, that's, you know, if you, you know, it's like, because sometimes we say stuff and then it's like, do we really mean it? And if you can really feel that and really brace that and got to that point of that aha in yourself and say, okay, you know, this is where we're going to go. We're not going to continue, you know, well, just as you just said right there, and continue it on that, and but just not bring in the other fantasy stuff of it. And you know, you both are guilty of it, and you know that, and you admitted that.
Oh,
and
sure.
It was both,
well,
but it's just like,
starts it, but it takes two to tango. Yeah, we're both guilty.
Right. So, you know, and if you can keep it going just with that, then there you go. Then you made peace with it. Peace. And, you know, because this was, you know, it was bad. You went through a lot of roller coasters with it, you know, the highs and the lows. And I heard it. When you were high, oh, my goodness, you know. And it's just like out came the flowers and the hair and everything. And then it's just like... But, you know, and then in the lows, it's just like where the hurt feelings. But, you know, if I can ask you anything, what did you learn the most through this whole relationship?
That there do exist in this world people with the same aura, you call it, that we do. They have the same joie de vivre. They have the same imagination. They can joke on a level that can excite you. Things that you say, they pounce on like eagles and they fly away with it. Same with them. They say something that just blows their mind. Sometimes, you know, he used to hang up on me. And I used to think he was mad at me, but he was saying, no, He said, I wasn't mad at you. He said, I was just so blown away that I was speechless and I didn't know what I was doing, so I hung up the phone.
Oh.
Oh, God. I mean, we were good together. And what I learned, because he was the first one I have ever met, as you say, you don't jump in bed with and then get to know them if you're interested, you know. I mean, it wasn't that kind of a thing. It was the first time that I started out being his mother. And suddenly I grew up, or he grew up with somebody. But, yeah, it was nice. It was the first time that had ever happened to me that I got really to get to know him deep inside and all his family secrets and the skeletons. And as you say, I'm 70 years old. I've seen it, done it, read about it, everything. Nothing shocks me anymore. And so he could say everything to me. And you said something about your work in the homestead. Well, you see, he had two mentors who paved the way for me. He was a very good friend of the New Mexico well-known author, Sinclair L. Lewis. And Sinclair L. Lewis was in his 80s when he knew him as a teenager. So he had already had the experience that there are elder people who are fascinating. He used to go out, Sinclair L. Lewis lived in the desert somewhere in a hut, and he used to travel out there to listen to his stories and get to know him. And so he had that experience. And then he had another experience with an elder gentleman who was also a very good mentor. He was in his 90s, and he had a very deep relationship with him, so that he knew already that there existed elder people, elderly people, who were interesting, fascinating, that he could learn from. So those people paid, they were both men. This was the first time that he had met an elderly woman who could fascinate him. And that was kind of a new, exciting journey for him to take. So, see, there were people that came before me that helped me. So that he was open enough to, you know, pursue a friendship with an elderly person. And I met him at a senior center, and it was interesting how we met, because he was a paid musician.
You know what? I'm going to have to, we're going to be coming to the end, as much as I want to hear this. Gosh darn it. But I want to say, you know, everything happens for a reason. And first of all, I don't really feel that you were mothering him. I really felt that this is more of a friendship. And that was here, and I really feel that he shared and gave you, even in friendship, is, but maybe, you know, in a different way than you gave him. But the bottom line is, it's going to be that way. It's male and it's female, and you got what you needed, and he got what he needed, and it was just the more the sharing, the laughter, and us women, we just have that motherly, nourishing side of us. Anyways, we give it to men, we give it to women, we give it to the children, we give it to, you know, all. That's just who we are. That's how we're built. So, you know, that was good. You basically, I like to see it as you've been blessed all the way around. You know, you had the experiences with men and being married. And like we said, you know, you started off with the physical, and then you never really been able to build and have a friendship at this level that you have had with this guy, you know, without, and I, you know, I have, and that's what I have to honestly say that I always loved about gay men. You know, they never want anything from you, but oh my God, they are a blast. They are so much fun to talk with, and, you know, and they have a great sense of humor. They crack me up, and you get a great friendship with it, and you don't ever have to be worried about them wanting to jump you, you know, get into your whatever. And so, and here you were able to experience that. So you've had the best of both. So that's what you look as the beauty of it. And, you know, and it's one time you fall in love with having the intimacy of the friendship that then it really takes you to that level of where you opened up that box of the sexual, because that friendship turned you on.
Yes.
So, you know, and here it's just like, it's shame where you are. It's like, well, you know, having the whole package. But you know what? If you look at the whole picture of the journey of your life, you had the whole package. So with that, I want to tell you, we're at the end of the hour. I want to thank you so much for coming on the air with me. I really enjoyed laughing and talking
thank
with you.
You
and your sharing, and you're
thank
just a beautiful
you very
soul.
Much. Oh, well, thank you. So are you. God bless you.
Oh, and bless you. Thank you, and bye-bye to all.
Bye.